Well, we did a lot of traveling during that tournament, too. 6 times back and forth to Ajax, up and down the 401. Hey, Whitey Herzog, hey, with the big smile on your face. No, I haven't forgotten about you. What's that big thing coming up the 401 behind you?
It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down a highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island.
All together now.
Now from Charlottetown or from Summerside, they load him down for the big long ride. He jumps in the cab and he's off with the bright Sebagos. He's got to catch the boat to make Fermentine, then he hits up that old New Brunswick line. To Montreal he comes just a-flying with another big load of potatoes. It's Spud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Now the Ontario Provincial Police don't think much of Bud. Have been looking for the son of a gun that's been ripping the car off the 401. They know the name on the truck signs up in the sun, Green Gables. But he hits Toronto and it's 7 o'clock when he backs her up again the terminal dock, and the boys gather round just to hear him talk about another big load of potatoes. It's Spud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling.
I could listen to that one all day. Well, during the tournament, we let in a grand total of 6 goals. Of course, a lot of the credit has to go to the net detective, Donnie McBeady, but the defenseman. Once again, I come back to the defenseman. Ian Dunn, the unsung hero. Ian the Crunchman Dunn. Boy, he loves to accidentally get in the way of guys. He's knocked over more than one guy. Accidentally, it's non-contact, remember? Tell me, Ian, what goes through your mind when you knock those guys over? There goes one.
Another one bites the dust.
Oh, watch that guy. Oh, another one.
Another one.
That's the whole team.
Hey, well, another one bites the dust.
Ian is on a roll. Tell me, Ian, how would you describe yourself? I'm sure the other teams would agree, Ian. Tell me, do you really play that mean out there?
Oh, I'm back. I'm nationwide. Yes, I'm back. I'm nationwide.
You're not bad, Ian. You just get that game face on. Great kid. Keep up the good work. Well, here's another integral part of that great defense. Austin Whitey Herzog. Boy, this guy has a smile permanently stamped on his face. Tremendous little defenseman. I asked Whitey, what would be a big thrill for him?
But the thrill we never know is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother.
Yeah.
Stone. Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
I can see that smile.
That's a very, very good idea.
What a happy camper. But I think you're serious, aren't you, Whitey?
Hey, can you smile?
We would make a photo
cover of the Rolling Stone.
Right up front, man. I can see it now.
Put me on front, smiling man. Oh, beautiful.
I can see it too, Whitey. Great little defenseman who just loves to play. Well, in that Goulding Park game in the tournament, Whitey, you took quite a lick. Quite a crunch, as your mom might say. Boy, oh boy. I didn't know if you were going to stay on your feet or not. What was going through your mind when you took that lick? Go down then. He was down, but he was right back up. Great little defenseman. And defense was the story in this tournament. As I've said before, and another tremendous defender, rockin' Robbie Viscardis. What a great tournament he had, too. Robbie is just the natural defenseman. He doesn't wander up ice often. You can always count on him to be there. But boy, he loves to pinch in at that blue line. He loves to gamble. What are your thoughts on that, Robbie?
Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser.
Oh, I get it. No, I don't get it. What do you mean?
Said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Oh, that's right, too. Now I remember. That's the way Mr. Crowder explains it to all the defensemen before each game.